Gamer Podcast, Webisode 9.
I like ice cream, so I'm eating it now.
Yum, yum, yum. Ian could not be here this week because he's somewhere. Yep. He's somewhere out there.
Yep.
But you got me. That's good, right?
And we've got me.
Which is not so good. What you been playing, Nico?
I've been playing Call of Duty, Halo, and Animal Crossing pretty much.
I've been playing Phantom Hourglass, and I've been using the DS browser, even though it sucks. The memory expansion pack for it does not do it justice, by the way. It just is horrible. And I've been playing a lot of DS games because I got really interested because my Club Nintendo prize came. I got the DS game case, the Mario themed one, and so did you, right?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, the colors of the rainbow.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
It was pretty sad because I could like rip the entire thing open, but I couldn't get the stupid plastic off of it.
Yep. That is sad.
Shut up. Alright, let's go into news. TheSpeedGamers.com is currently, and still is right now, I think it's going to go till Monday, March 16th at 6 p.m. Central Time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 5 p.m. Mountain and 4 p.m. Pacific, are holding a Legend of Zelda marathon. It started on Friday night, I think, and it's a 72-hour thing. So, they're currently playing Twilight Princess at the time we're doing this, and after they beat Twilight Princess, which it should be pretty soon, they're gonna go play some Phantom Hourglass. Nico, I know you've been watching it.
I have.
And, how much did you watch? Just a little bit?
I watched, like, a second of when they were playing Ocarina of Time.
When was that, this morning?
No, yesterday.
Alright. Because what I saw them doing, yesterday morning is when I saw them doing that. This morning they were on Wind Waker. I was watching them do that. And, it's a charity called Ali's House, I think is what it's called. Is that what it's for?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Is it? Let's see. Yeah, it's for Ali's House. Watch that, donate, and, there is a rumor for new details on the, next PSP. And, frankly, it looks like a slider cell phone to me.
Well, that kind of sucks.
No, it's actually really cool. It, like, slides up and then slides down. And when it's down, it's, like, you can not access certain things, but games like World of Goo, where it uses just, like, the left and right shoulder buttons, you can just use that while it's closed. No more UMD drive.
I really don't know what that is because I never had a PSP.
UMD drive is like the way that they do the games. And yeah. In some sadder news, Sega has said that Werehog Sonic will return.
Damn it!
And if anybody who watched, anybody who's ever played the game, you know that you hate it. And everybody does, and I hope Sega is listening to this right now and punching themselves in the face.
for making another bonehead decision with Stanley.
Yeah. Nico, will you please play the part of Tetsu Kitano, the Sonic and the Black Knight director, and I will be videogamer.com. Alright?
Okay. How do I do this?
Wait till I'm done. What kind of things would you have done differently in Sonic Unleashed? Will you see the rare hog again?
Well, what are the improvements? I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head. If you think of any ideas, then Sonic Unleashed 2 will be the time for that. So I don't really have an answer for that. But you will see the rare hog again. Damn it. I like secret rings very much. When I came to making this title, Sonic and the Black Knight, better known as Sucky Suck Suck.
I actually heard from some places it was really good, but go on.
Well, I heard it sucks, and I'm following that. We chose to do something different. All the good things about Secret Rings belong to that specific game. So in the same way, unless we're going to make Sonic Unleashed 2, you might not see him again. But if we are going to make it, you might see him. It's a possibility.
Alright.
A strong one, since we are idiots right now.
Banzai! Anyway, when you said Sonic and the Black Knight was, sucky, IGN gave it a horrible review. I think it was like a 4 out of 10, wasn't
3.7.
it? 3.7. Yeah, or something like that. And I also heard from multiple sources it wasn't that bad. So I'll have to, rent that one and see what it's like. Maybe give you guys a little video from it. Which is not likely because Nico, as you know, my capture card stopped capturing.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of ticked me off because I can't record anything anymore with that thing. I'll see what's the problem with that anyway, though. So, as it's very obvious, me and Nico are both really, 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 really mad that Sonic Werehog has a possibility of coming back. Like, I like the idea of that, but it was like I said in the video I did on that. Did it have to be 90% of the game was the Werehog? Like, I wouldn't mind if it was like 70% classic Sonic 3D games, which still wouldn't be that good, and then have like every once in a while have the Werehog level come in and be like, yeah, it's a change of pace, but it's like, wait.
It's only one time.
Yeah, I've had two places where I've played a daytime level and about five that I've played the Sonic Werehog thing.
Yeah, Sega, if they keep this up, they're gonna die.
Well, Sonic is almost dead already.
And if only people that still think that there's hope for Sonic, yeah. Sega's just trying new things. Shut up, you're all.
Yeah. Cameron, who was our staff writer, wrote the review on Sonic the Hedgehog. So the next gen one, and tried to make it sound like a good game, but I'm still not convinced. I played the demo of it on Xbox, and it still was not that good. Like, the demo level was alright, but if you're playing a Sonic game for the story behind it, there is something wrong with you.
Sonic games, I don't think I've ever had a very good story.
Sonic Adventure 2 was alright.
Well, now they don't have good stories, because Dark Gaia turned Sonic into a werehog that has stretchy arms!
I am so mad at myself for buying that game. That was a waste of $30.
I got it for Christmas.
Did you get the Wii version of it, or the Xbox version, or...?
I used my Christmas money to get my Xbox.
So what version of the game did you get? The Wii version?
Yep.
Alright.
At least it beats the Xbox, because the Xbox has really bad levels where when you fly to a new location and Tails is playing, you have to shoot. It's like a rail shooter.
You don't get that in the PS2 version.
Exactly.
Yeah. GameStop says that there is, quote unquote, zero chance of Amazon's trade-in program succeeding. Change it up a little bit. I will be GameStop's CEO, Dan DiMatteo. I give the probability of this working a zero. Electronic Boutique, which is dead, also tried it and failed. There's no customer acceptance. With customers, there is an immediacy for currency when they want to buy a new game. Wow. Well, welcome to America. It didn't work for us, our gift card system, and they can't see it working for them. Once again, that was GameStop CEO Dan DiMatteo. So, do you think it's gonna work, Nico?
I really don't know.
Do you know how it works?
Kind
of. You trade in the game to Amazon, they give you a gift card for it. Like, they'll give you like $15 for Super Paper Mario and stuff like that. So it's basically just like trading in a GameStop. They'll give you like 1/10 of the price that you actually paid for the game.
That sucks.
Yeah. The iTunes App Store for the iPhone and the iPod Touch, and this does count as video games because the iPod Touch and iPhone play games, as you probably know. iTunes App Store surpasses the 6,000 app mark. So it's a pretty big mark for them to pass. Do you have an iPod Touch?
Yes, I do.
Do you like the games on it?
Some of them, yeah. I mainly just play Bejeweled.
Yeah, I like the ones that you can tilt with it.
Yeah.
Do you download iBeer?
Yeah, I have iBeer.
That's the best. Librarians explain why video games are in libraries. Nico, would you please play Jim Reddick, a super librarian, is what I'll call him. I'm a librarian!
Where is it?
It says card games.
Okay. Board games, card games, and video games are, in essence, information and the human act of telling stories. Presented in new formats that involve the player, games may fulfill a library's mission to provide cultural, recreational, and entertaining materials to provide academic curriculum support.
Yeah, video games can apparently get academic curriculum support. Yeah.
Do not cut me off.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Redding. Please continue.
Or to provide resources and support their industry and profession. Games of every type play an important role in developing fundamental competency, for life. They require players to learn and follow complex sets of rules, make strategic and tactical decisions, and increasingly collaborate with teammates and others. All things they will have to do in college and in the workforce. This is, of course, excluding games like Grand Theft Auto 4, where all you do is shoot innocent people and pigeons.
Yeah. One more thing about the speed gamers. Going back to that, I just remembered something I wanted to say about that. They have, like, $3,500-something donated, and anyway. There's this thing in Australia called Vegemite. Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't think so.
Here, I will go on Wikipedia and read you out the definition for it. Alright, here it is. Vegemite is made from leftover brewer's yeast extract, a byproduct of beer manufacturing, and various vegetable and spice additives. The taste may be described as salty, slightly bitter, and malty, somewhat similar to the taste of beef bouillon. And anyway, why am I talking about Vegemite? Well, actually, number one, it's only available in Europe and Australia. And what they do is every $100 mark after like $3,400, so far they're up to like one or two, he's gonna eat another spoonful of Vegemite. So far he's gonna eat like two or three spoonfuls of it, and it sounds kind of disgusting.
I guess it does.
So, keep donating, and you can see this guy puke out some Vegemite.
Ew.
So, that's something I would donate for. I don't know about you. And in more sad news,
Yay!
new Animal Crossing City Folk DLC for Japan.
And none for us.
Did the Pikmin hat come? Or is that just a mistake?
I didn't get it, but I already have it, so whatever.
So do I. It's gonna be like a Japanese corner type thing, which will probably never come out in America, because why would you want to live in America and have a Japanese piece of furniture in your house? So,
I wouldn't mind that.
yeah, but you have to have like a Japanese themed house for it to blend, because you could have like, if you have like a
Oh, I'm
yellow.
an otaku.
What?
I'm an otaku.
Yeah, whatever. So yeah, just Nintendo continued to depress us because we completely gave up on the fact of having DLC regularly here.
Yeah.
And some more sad news.
You know, you're being really depressing right now.
Well, it gets better. New Xbox experience, the new Xbox experience is going to be bundled with every single new Xbox 360 game.
Well, that's not really that sad. The new Xbox experience is awesome. I gave my avatar elf ears.
Yeah, but still, would you rather have the old one or the new one?
The
The
new
problem
one.
is, I think Microsoft should like let people decide which one they want. You know what I mean? Nico, do you know what I mean? Like they should give
Yeah.
people the decision to
Yeah,
do
but
that.
they should have. But seriously, the new Xbox experience is a lot better than the old one.
I
To
didn't.
me, it is, at least.
Change is not always good, Nico. Change is not
It
always
is.
good.
In some cases.
I saw a cool thing on GoNintendo.com, which is something called Go Nintendo Radio, and what that is it's basically a guy named Touch Fuzzy. That's his username. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, what he does is he puts out a new episode, and what it basically is like, you know how like you listen to like a radio station, it comes in, it's like he comes on there and goes, "Go Nintendo Radio," and he like plays nothing but video game music. Like the most recent one, what he did, which what I'm talking was the Friday one, Friday March, what was it, 13th? Yeah, Friday 13th. He did a series of Mario music, and he went from Super Mario Bros. 1 to Super Mario Galaxy, and played like all the best and worst music from the thing. And he has like all this contests going and everything, so it's really cool. If you want to download it, go to GoNintendo.com. But don't forget, you always gotta come back to iGamer, right?
You must come back to the iGamer or I will find you and eat your flesh.
So good reason to come back.
I would just like to give an example
Of
of
what?
the kind of music that you would hear there,
Yeah.
which is, in my opinion, the greatest video game song ever made.
What?
Listen to it. Wait, shit, no, that's not it. Wait. Damn.
What song?
I'm trying to. You know what? Just keep talking. I'm gonna try to find it. Found it.
All right. I don't hear anything.
God damn it, that's not it. Talk.
All right. There have been multiple reports that EA wants to create a mixed martial arts video game. But the problem is Ubisoft, or I think, I don't know who he does, I think it might be Ubisoft, has exclusive rights to Ultimate Fighting Challenge. And so this is Peter Moore, who's a guess an employee for EA, gave a quote that said, "Boxing, for me, sadly feels like it's the past, and mixed martial arts feels like the future of fighting. So we look at where people's attention is going. That's something we keep a very close eye on." And that was Peter Moore, and so yeah, this could be hinting that EA might try and make an MMA game that doesn't have UFC in it. Like, it's not, kind of like All-Star Football did. It was a football game that wasn't NFL or NCAA. What are you ing about?
I don't know.
So, that wraps up news. Nico probably couldn't find the song.
I couldn't find the song.
If you guys want to hear my favorite song from that entire episode, I'll play it now. Hang on a sec. Nico, start talking.
Hello? Watch Saving Private
Ryan. Here it is.
Ryan.
Okay, shut up. Here it is. This is my favorite from there. And I actually saw them, like, do the... they had, like, a video on YouTube where they actually had the entire orchestra playing the, that song. And yeah. It's actually pretty amazing. They had, like, Miyamoto sitting there, and he's, like, in awe and everything of what they're playing.
Miyamoto's badass.
Miyamoto's awesome. Video game quiz time!
Yay!
Brought
the
to you by...
quiz is my idea for this time.
Brought to you by Vegemite. This is going to be the multiplayer mode in Call of Duty World at War for the Xbox 360. This is the fifth game in the series.
Woo!
Alright. What is the correct order in which you unlock the attachments for the M1 Garand? Bayonet, flash hider, sniper scope, rifle grenade. Sniper scope, bayonet, flash hider, rifle grenade. Rifle grenade, flash hider, bayonet, sniper scope. Or flash hider, bayonet, rifle, grenade, and sniper scope. Which one is it, Nico?
Which one had bayonet first?
The first one.
A.
Alright. Which of the following maps does not have drivable vehicles? Airfield, outskirts, silo, or roundhouse?
Airfield.
Speaking of roundhouse, do you ever see Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
There's a really funny part in it where there's like...
Hey, we're not talking about Napoleon Dynamite, right. We're Call of Duty.
Alright. Which of the following does Japanese announcer refer to the enemy forces when a pack of dogs is called by the enemy? I thought it was Release the Hounds, but that's not listed on here. Yankees, vermin, savages, or cowards? I'm thinking...
Cowards.
Cowards?
They say release the hounds when they release them.
Alright. Which of the following does not appear at all times on your mini-map when you when using the reconnaissance park?
Reconnaissance?
Yes, perk.
Perk.
Which of the following does not appear at all times? Enemy players, tanks, dogs, or artillery strikes?
Enemy players are not always there.
Alright. Which of the following weapons is unlocked at level 61? The PPSH... The PPSH-41, the PTRS-41, it's, by the way, it was PPS and then the lowercase h, so I'm assuming it's PPSH-41, the M1A1 carbine, or the Browning M1919.
Whichever one's a flamethrower.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. Okay, which one is... Is it... I'm thinking Browning M1919. I'm gonna look that up.
I know it's not the Browning.
Alright. Which one do you think it is? Should I look all these up?
A, I don't care. Just say A.
Alright, we'll say A. The peepish. So, how many bolt-action rifles are in the bolt-action rifle category? This is an open-ended question, so I need an answer.
I believe six?
Six. S-I-X. Is it quicker to reload the M1 grenade with a partially empty magazine than if all rounds have been fired? Garand? True or false. It is quicker to reload the M1 Garand with a partially emptied magazine than if all rounds have been fired. True or false?
That's false.
False.
It's faster when all rounds have been fired.
Which of the following combinations of guns are all loaded from the top? Type 99, Type 100, FG42, DP28, Type 99, and F1 Garand, MG42, DP28, MP40, or Type 99, FG42, DP28.
Whichever one has the M1 Garand.
Alright. How many... are there any maps in which it is possible to kill yourself by falling to your death? Yes or no?
Wait, what?
Are there any maps in which it is possible to kill yourself by falling to your death, like in Halo?
Kill yourself, like fall off the map?
Yeah, like in Halo.
No. Alright.
What is the name of the American-made bolt-action rifle? The Newport, the Richmond, the Aura, or the Springfield?
The Springfield is a sniper. What were the first three?
Newport, Richmond, and Peoria?
I believe it's the Richmond.
Alright. Which of the following combinations of perks is possible? Reconnaissance, Iron Lungs, Satchel Charges, Juggernaut, Bandolier, Dead Silence, Shades, Bouncing Betties, Bomb Squad, Double Tap, M2 Flamethrower, Stopping Power. Which of the following combinations of perk is possible? Let's go with the Juggernaut one.
The Juggernaut is completely useless. It's supposed to raise your health, but it doesn't help me at all.
Let's go with the Juggernaut one.
Okay.
Donald, true or false, Donald Sutherland lends his voice as the announcer for the Marine Raiders faction. True or false?
No.
True. In which game mode do you attempt to claim flags in a specific order of tug-of-war like fashion? Search and destroy, capture the flag, war, or domination? I'm not sure about... I thought it was capture the flag, but...
No. It's domination.
Which perk would you use to increase the damage of your anti-tank grenades? Bomb squad, fireworks, sonic boom, or overkill?
Okay, I know it's not Bomb Squad. Bomb Squad, Fireworks, Sonic Boom.
Overkill is the last one.
Sonic Boom, I think? No. Bomb Squad.
Fireworks, Sonic Boom, or Overkill?
Fireworks.
Out of all the original maps, Airfield, Asylum, Castle, Cliffside, Courtyard, Dome, Downfall, Hangar, Macon, Outskirts, Roundhouse, CeeLo, Upheaval. How many do not have fire anywhere in their original environments? Which one?
None of them have fire.
So, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13.
Submit my answers. And... it's loading, it's loading. Alright, let's see. We got the first one wrong.
What was that?
That was the bayonet, flash hider, sniper scope, rifle grenade one. We got it wrong. It was flash hider, bayonet. Right. Let's see. We got 7 out of 15.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. Alright.
We got the first one wrong.
Sweet releases.
Wait, no, what else do
we got? Alright. World in Conflict Complete Edition, World Championship Games, a track and field, or World in Conflict Complete Edition is for PC. World Championship Games, a track and field event, is available for DS. Woman's Murder Club, a darker shade of gray, is available for PC. That sounds kind of like weird. Valkyrie Profile, Covenant of the Plume for the DS. Trackmania DS is for the DS, obviously. Tom Clancy's Hawks coming out for the PC. The Path for the PC. Suikoden Terry Crius for the DS. SingStar Queen for the PS3. Scrabble for the DS and PSP. SBK08 Superbike World Championship for the DS, PSP, and PSP. Ruins of Magic for the PC. Ruin Factory Frontier for the Wii. Resistance Retribution for the PSP. Ready to Rumble Revolution for the Wii. Pro Evolution Soccer 2009 for the PS3. Mind, Body, Soul, Big Word Puzzle Book for the DS. Men of War for the PC. History Great Empires Rome for DS. Henry Hatsworth in the Puzzling Adventure for the DS. Hasbro Family Game Night for the Xbox 360, Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the DS, Grand Ages Rome for the PC, Aether Saga Online for the PC, and Crayola Adventures Colorful World for the Wii. I have it reserved.
Shocker.
I have it reserved.
Saw that.
Who does not have that one reserved?
Same people.
Alright. We're done.
Oh.
We're done. Yep. Bye, everybody.
Watch Saving Private Ryan.
And go to igamer.co.nr if you don't already do that. By the way, we added cheats today. Very, very little cheats. But we'll see how long they last. If they last at all.
Before going to iGamer, watch Saving Private Ryan available on this. Bye!
Bye! Play Dewey's Adventure. Ian can't stop us from saying that because he's nowhere to be found.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's weird. He's weird. He's in a weird place.
Hell.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.